Spencer, the early goals against, was it more than that that got things a little off track, or were there other things that led to that first period and the start today?
No, I mean, I just think we just gave up those early goals, which puts us in a hole, and then the game's essentially decided at that point, so then it just becomes what it was. You're just getting through the periods.
Tough to get up. Your guys were talking about they had a lot to play for, you guys didn't, but they still were very disappointed by that. What do you say to the team when you are in these situations where you know they have a must-win game and you guys have clinched pretty much everything?
Well, there's a bunch of stuff that you talk about from all the stuff we talked about before the game. You want to feel good about your game going into the playoffs, and so that's not just as a team, that's individually. So all of a sudden when you're constantly getting scored on, you're not able to generate anything, you're not obviously getting shots, scoring, finishing, spending time in the offensive zone, and you start to lose confidence and you start to fight it a bit. Now hopefully we have a mature enough group that can flip that quickly, but you do worry about those things, and that's why you would ideally, in an ideal scenario, you want to be playing well and guys at the top of their game going into playoffs. But I mean, it is what it is. We understand where we're at. We'll regroup and get ready for tomorrow.
Are you getting concerned at all about their ability to flip that switch?
I'll let you know on April. I mean, it's a fine line, right? You look back, and I've actually done some homework on this. Colorado, I want to say, lost 6 of 7 and won the Stanley Cup, right? Now, they have Nathan MacKinnon and Cale Makar. So I worry about it from a standpoint of it. We're more of a team game. And when our team game slips, you see what happens tonight and some other nights down the stretch here. So it's a fine line, and I've talked about it a lot. We've got to figure out a way to play the right way, match emergency level here tomorrow afternoon, and get our game on track.
Given everything you just said, is it a good thing that you're facing the same team tomorrow at home?
I don't know. I mean, it at least will give us a very fresh feel of what their A, urgency level, and B, the strengths of their team. So hopefully we're not getting walked one-on-one in some situations, and we can feel that and understand, like, oh, these guys are fast and they've got a ton of skill throughout their lineup. So I got to be on my game individually. So that'll help a little bit with knowing exactly what to expect from the opponent.
Do you expect O and or Chick to potentially play tomorrow? Too soon to tell? Or?
Yeah, I would say O is going to play tomorrow, and then we'll see the rest of the lineup.
Ryan Leonard was involved in a lot today. What did you make of his day?
Yeah, I just appreciated the fact that he was right there at the forefront, competing and not backing down, involved around the puck, had some good scoring chances. Obviously, the physicality part of it. So for a young player to play in that situation and not back down an inch says a lot about his character and who he is as a person, even at his age and as a competitor coming into this league.
Thanks.